In the 75, 76 season,
two conversions. I'm going to make some notes on all that stuff. That's amazing. 87 first class tries. Well, plus I think I got one for England B too. Not sure. Because I knew I was close to 88, which is why my white car out there has got S88, TRY, because I thought I'd scored around that number of tries. So it is 88 tries, you know. But it's like a different life, honestly. Totally different life. So much has happened since then. County career.
First game for the county was going to Japan at King's Hall.
I remember that game, but I tell you what, I have never played against a team of small, fit people. They were just everywhere. And I think I'm right in saying that I was selected to play for England under 23 game, also against Japan.
At Twickenham, I was there.
At Twickenham, were you?
Saw you play.
Yeah. Oh, did you? They were just an amazing, athletic bunch of guys.
Yeah.
The match against Japan at Twickenham is memorable for me because it was the first time that I actually got cauliflower ear. It really came up, you know, and I had to go to the surgeon for him to nick it. Yeah. So yeah, those two games against Japan really, you know, sort of triggered things off for me.
And you kept your place for the rest of the season in the county team, right through to the final against North Midlands. Do you remember that? The Gloucestershire lost.
I think we lost it narrowly, didn't we?
Yes.
7.
Yeah. Was it played up at Moseley?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think Roger Cuttenton might have been the referee. The only reason why I remember that is because I was leaving a line out and somebody hit my collar, dragged me back, and I lashed out and hit Roger. So hit the referee in the chest.
That explains a lot.
No.
What were your thoughts on Roger Cuttenton as a referee?
He certainly knew what he wanted.
Yeah.
You know, from a team. I mean, unlike now, where I think players and coaches look at what referees do and, you know, plan around it, then, you know, to me, every referee was the same. You know, you had to go up to the line of the law and not, you know, sort of go any further. Roger was just, you know, like another referee who didn't get let you get away with much. Was he not liked then?
I don't think he was hugely popular in the shed.
No.
Oh well, Jesus Christ, who? Which referees ever welcome?
We were both in the shed in those days. And Chris still is.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Following season, you were in the final again against Middlesex at King's Home, which was another loss.
Really?
Do you remember that game? 21-13.
No, I tend to cut out the losses out of my head. So that was our second run to the final in 2 years, and we lost.
Yeah.
Well. No, I don't remember that game.
But then a couple of seasons further on, 81-82, you had quite a run of tries for the county. Against Devon, you scored 2, and then against Somerset, Cornwall, Dorset and Wilts. And then in the losing semi-final, again at Gloucester, against Lancashire, you scored tries in all those games.
Good God. So, did I actually ever play in a county championship winning team?
Yes,
it was. Yes, it was Yorkshire. Year. It was Yorkshire at Bristol, wasn't it?
That's right.
At the fourth attempt. Do you know what? Thinking about it now, I had no memory at that time that we just lost or got close to winning three, so, you know, sort yourself out. It was just every game, you know, was an important game.
Yeah. I suppose memories of the county games, it's a bit staccato, isn't it? You don't get a sequence of county games. You only play a few in the season.
That's right.
And swamp one another games you play for Gloucester, so it's, yeah, they don't stay in the memory.
The overwhelming memory of the county games was that there was always a league, and it was, I think it was us, normally us, Somerset and Dorset and Wilts, or us, Somerset and Oxfordshire, something like that. Was always
the group was always Gloucestershire, yeah, Somerset, Devon and Cornwall.
Oh, there we are.
Until they rearranged in later years.
Yeah.
So I do remember losing one game in the league thing, winning, and then going through because somebody else had a worse result, you know, than us. And that's always on the, you know, so on the nerve endings there if you don't win and go through.
Mm.
But playing for the county was really good fun because it exposed you to players, you know, from other clubs who you wouldn't normally you'd be involved with.
Yeah.
And the county trips were always tremendous fun.
Yeah. And it must be interesting, let's say, to be playing alongside perennial rivals in the Bristol team.
Yeah.
Being in the same team.
Yeah, I mean, at the time that I was playing, I made really good friends with three or four of the Bristol players. Nigel Pomfrey, Bob Hesford, Austin Shepherd, Mike Rafter.
Mm.
You notice all of them are forwards.
Mm.
And we'd have some great nights. And then when you would play against them 3 weeks later, yes, you'd be tough and, you know, yes, you'd want to beat them. But you'd always give them a little push off the ball and, you know, give them a little smile. and it was good fun.
Yeah. That Yorkshire final, do you remember you scored a try in that game?
Yeah. I also came off. I'm in that game injured. I'd twisted, because I think that is the week before I made my debut for England, or it's certainly in that period, because I'd hurt my ankle. I'd been having a lot of treatment on my ankle, and there was some doubt whether I'd be playing in the final. So during the final, I did actually hurt my ankle. And had I owned up to hurting my ankle, I probably wouldn't have got the England gig a week or so later. So I told them it was my knee that was hurt, and then spent 3 days afterwards having daily treatment and stuff on my ankle.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I remember that game. It was an enjoyable game. It was nice to finally win something. That was, I believe, that was one of the last games that was sponsored by Thorn EMI. It may have been known as the Thorn County Championship.
Yeah.
And all I remember is that Thorn had offered the rugby union to give every player in the winning team a Ferguson Video Star tape machine, which was a couple hundred pounds worth, and they were all the rage at the time.
Mm.
And the RFU refused, saying that it was an amateur game and the players, other than getting a tie, were not allowed to receive anything.
Mm.
So that always sticks in my brain, although I have to tell the RFU that Thorn did give us them heavily discounted 3 weeks later.